This is this Diogenes Clown.
Well, there are many men in London, Watson, who, for one reason or another, have no wish for the company of their fellows. Yes, they are certainly not averse to comfortable chairs and latest periodicals. It's for the convenience of these that the Diogenes Club was started, and it now contains the most unsociable men in town. I have myself found it a very soothing atmosphere.
Yes.
And here we are. Club itself. And my brother will be waiting for us in the stranger's room. This way, Watson.
Darling, this is the stranger's room.
Ah,
that is, in fact, the only room in the club where one is allowed to speak. And that gentleman sitting in the corner there is Mycroft.
Good Lord.
Yes. As you can see, he's totally different from me in appearance.
Stout, you mean, Holmes?
I think he would prefer the word corpulent. Ah, he's seen us.
Sherlock, dear boy, how nice to see you. And this, of course, is...
My constant companion and dear friend, Dr. Watson.
Of course. Delighted to meet you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Now, let's go and sit by the window. The chairs are sheer delight. Of course, I hear of Sherlock everywhere since you became his chronicler, Dr. Watson.
You're very kind. I hope I do him justice.
In fact, Sherlock, my dear, I expected to see you around last week to consult me over that Manor House case.
Huh? So why should I do that, Mycroft?
Because I thought you might be a little out of your depth.
On the contrary, I solved it.
It was Adams, of course.
Yes, it was Adams.
I was sure of it from the first. Now then, make yourselves comfortable. This is my favorite spot. Through this window, I see the world go by. I mean, just look at all the magnificent pipes out there.
Not a very happy lot, though, I have to say.
I, on the other hand, enjoy myself just sitting back and watching them. See that chap out there? What do you make of him?
Nothing at all, I'm afraid. What should I?
You, Sherlock? What do you make of him?
An old soldier, I perceive.
Very recently discharged, I'd say.
He served in India, I see.
As a non-commissioned officer.
Royal Artillery, I fancy.
And a widower.
With a child.
Children? Children.
Oh, come now. This is a little too much.
Well, surely it is not too hard to say that a man with that varying expression of authority and sunbaked skin is a soldier and more than a private and not long from India.
That he has not long left the service is shown by the boots he's still wearing.
When he moved away to look in that shop window, he had not the cavalry stride. Yet he wore his hat on one side, as is shown by the lighter skin on that side of his brow. His weight is against being a sapper. He is in the artillery.
Then, of course, his complete mourning shows that he has lost someone very dear. The fact that he is doing his own shopping looks as though it were his wife. You perceive also that he has been buying things for children. There is a rattle which shows that one of them is very young. The wife probably died in childbirth. That he has a picture book under his arm shows there is another child to be thought of.
You see, Watson, hereditary.
By the way, Sherlock, I have something quite after your own heart. A most singular problem submitted my judgment. I really haven't the energy to follow it up, save in a very incomplete fashion. However, it gave me the basis for some pleasing speculation. If you would care to hear the facts.
Mycroft, as well you know, I should be delighted.
I've asked a certain Mr. Mellas to join us. He lodges on the floor above me, and I have some slight acquaintance with him which led him to come to me in his perplexity. Mr. Mellas is a Greek by extraction and a remarkable linguist. He earns his living partly as interpreter in the law courts and partly by acting as guide to any wealthy Orientals who may visit the Northumberland Avenue hotels. And even as I speak, here he comes. I will leave him to tell you his remarkable story himself. I feel in the need for a certain refreshment. I wish you well with the problem. And it was nice to have met you, Dr. Watson.
And an education meeting you, sir.
Farewell, Mycroft. Perhaps we shall meet again soon.
You always know where I am.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Mellas, excuse my leaving, but I have a rather important matter with which I have to deal.
Certainly, I understand.
My brother sitting there is agog to hear your tale.
Mr. Holmes, I am very pleased to meet you, very pleased. And thank you for giving me of your time.
I'm afraid, Mr. Mellas, that my name is Dr. Watson, the man to
whom... I am the man to whom you wish to speak, Mr. Mellas, and Dr. Watson here is my close friend and companion.
I apologize for the mistake.
No apology needed, I assure you.
I can't say I'm happy to